Tantor Audio presents Highland Bride by Hannah Howell. Narrated by Angela Daw. But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored and sorrows end. Shakespeare. Prologue. Scotland, 1465.
Sir Eric! Sir Eric!
Sir Eric Murray sighed and turned to face the too thin man hurrying through the garden toward him. He had found himself a nice secluded spot in the castle garden, or so he had thought, in order to read the news from home. Although he liked Sir Donald well enough, he did not appreciate his rare moment of peace being so abruptly ended. As Sir Donald stumbled to a halt in front of him, Eric sat up straight on the shaded stone bench.
"I didn't ken ye had returned,"
Sir Donald said, using a small scrap of linen to dab at the sheen of sweat upon his narrow face.
"The errand the king sent ye on was swiftly tended to, was it?"
"Aye,"
was all Eric replied, unsure of just how secret the king meant to keep the business and knowing how avid a gossip Sir Donald was.
"The king awaits ye. He doesn't ken ye have returned either."
"Nay, I haven't told many. A kenner will be kept very busy and wished for a moment of quiet to read the news from home."
"And is your bonny lady wife weel? And your children?"
"All weel, although I begin to feel a need to return and nae just for the love of them. My wee lass Gillian has taken it into her head to go and see her dower lands. My love is nae sure how long she can rein in our headstrong child, or even if she should."
"Weel now, there's a fine coincidence. 'Tis your daughter Gillian's dower lands the king wishes to discuss with you."